A few months ago, commentator Darcy Wakefield was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, at the age of 33. It has meant a lot of changes in her life, but there is one that she's experienced most vividly.
I remember running like I remember the sun-filled beach days of my childhood. I remember running like many remember their first love, their first kiss, their wedding. I remember running and feel the ache of absence, the heavy reminder that my life will never be the same again. I am continuously mourning running. I started running my junior year of college. I liked running because I could do it alone or with friends, and I could do it almost anywhere, too. I'd run on vacation exploring unfamiliar cities. At work, I would sprint to my classes or down the hall to the photocopier or over to the cafeteria for a snack. Weekends, I'd chase my parents' dog, then he'd chase me when the family took a walk. I loved running. Last year, I ran until early November, when the cold, oncoming Maine winter limited my daily runs. In February and March, when the weather cleared for a day or two, I got in a few runs, but these were simply sweet reminders. Then, in April, the weather cleared for more days and I began running again. I was unusually stiff and slow, so I stretched and ran and stretched and iced, but it was increasingly harder to get my legs to cooperate with me, especially my right leg, which seemed tight and useless, and my right foot, which seemed to turn inward. Then, on one of my morning beach runs, it felt like my right leg snapped. My doctor said I should stay off it and ice it for a week, but the days were getting warmer and I longed to feel the road under my sneakers. So, after a week, I tried running again. Looking back now, I wish I had known these were my last runs. I would have appreciated every hill, every post-run high, every minute my legs moved in that way we call running. Even though I no longer run, I still have a runner's soul. It's trapped in a runner's body that won't run. My runner's soul longs to work off the stress of my recent diagnosis and the stress of not running with a good run. It doesn't yet understand what has happened to us. These days, I try to take pleasure in what now substitutes for running in my life. The other night, something told me to go down to the beach, and I did, even though it was late and dark. The beach was hard and smooth because the tide was out, and something told me to run. I ran around and around in circles. If you'd seen me, you wouldn't have called what I was doing running, but it was good enough for me. This is what I thought that night as I gave thanks. We are so lucky to be able to do this, all of our nerves and muscles working together as we move ourselves forward to do this thing we call running. It was hard to leave the beach that night, but finally I walked back to the car, taking comfort in the knowledge that one day I may run again, maybe in this life, but definitely in the next, when I say hello to God and my family and friends who've gone on before me. Then I look down at my feet only to realize that I have on my favorite running sneakers. It is sunny but not humid, with a slight breeze. Perfect running conditions. I pick up my feet and run.
Darcy Wakefield lives in Portland, Maine.